Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason thinks that aliens are landing soon. Is that true?
I do. I've been reading up a lot about it. I think
Jason keeps talking about this, and I'm being completely serious. I'm extending an open invite to any alien that wants to be on this podcast. I'll even go as far as letting you probe Jason. So reach out to us. DM me on Instagram. All right, let's roll up. All right, let's roll the intro music.
Yo, the other day,
you won't believe this fucking shit, Jay. The other day, I was laying in bed. It was like 10 in the morning, you know, when I do my laying.
First of all, I'm going to believe what you say.
Yeah,
because you don't do much.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, I'm laying in bed.
Yeah.
And Ella's there. She's like running through what we have to do. And we ordered DoorDash like an hour ago for like breakfast food, whatever. And they leave it by the door. And then like maybe 5 minutes, the food wasn't picked up by us. And 5 minutes later, I'm laying in my bed. Ella's right by me. A guy walks into my room and goes, "Here's your food." Oof. And goes, "Hi, David." Right to me while I'm laying in bed. Oof. When I'm laying in bed, and Ella's like, "What are you doing?" I don't have my glasses on, so I can't, like, and I don't have my contacts in yet because it's literally the morning. I just woke up. And Ella's like, "You need to leave right now. You need to leave." He wasn't our DoorDasher. He was just some kid who picked up the food from our doorstep and came into my room to deliver it to me.
I had seen the guy. The kid came to the door like half an hour before and had knocked. And I was like, "Sorry, I have to ask you to leave. This is private property, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Okay." So as soon as he walked into David's room, I recognized him.
Right.
And I was like, "What are you doing?" And then we walked him out. It was insane.
Yeah. And then I told him he has to leave. So we called him an Uber. And then Uber. And then he came back that night. And with his like hands in his sweatshirt, and I was like, "You gotta put your hands where I could see him." Like I kept screaming at him,
right.
And he wasn't. So like I was like, "I'm calling the police. We're calling the police."
Did you think that was it?
I thought he was gonna shoot me in the head. Honestly, yeah, I thought he was gonna shoot me in the head.
I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah, I was like,
if I was there with you, I'd be like, "Dave's about to get shot."
Yeah, I was like, "That's a good idea. We can joke about this now." But yeah, I was like, "This is it."
Yeah,
and yeah, we called the police, and they took him away. But like, it's fucking,
it was so scary.
Yeah. It's so scary.
It's so terrifying. Yeah.
If this guy shot David, I don't know what I'd do.
No, I don't.
I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't have anything.
That's what you wouldn't have?
Welcome back to Dave. Views with Jason Nash and Mike Sheffer.
Yeah, right. Mike.
David come out of the grave.
Don't tell Mike he'd do that. Mike would be the one to shoot me in the head.
When we were outside with the kid.
Yeah.
I thought about if I was going to step in front of you, if he pulled out a gun. I was like, in my head.
You've just been conditioned to do it?
In my head, I was like running through the scenario, and I was like, what if this guy pulls out a gun and tries to shoot him? I have to like step in front
Christ.
Of David.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's a little too much, but yes, that is that's what's happening.
It's actually on page 4 of the contract you signed.
It's part of the job.
Right? No, I mean, aside from the fact that obviously I love you and you're my boss, but you're a friend, it was also just kind of like in my head I was running through like, David's like an important person. Like,
I know we're being laughy and giddy, but like it's
well, that's how we deal with
a scary
situation. That's awful. And yeah, why don't you have security?
Well, we're leaving the house.
Okay.
We're moving. It's just taking us a while.
But that doesn't matter. At the new house, you need security.
We have security now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. But we have we're moving.
Okay.
Surprise. We have to leave. The police actually told me to leave.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said you have to move. And I was like, okay, I'm out. Okay, so Zane and Heath are here on the podcast, and so is Jason's belly. It's fucking looking right at me.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so I talked about this on my last podcast. Snapchat's been doing this thing where for like the last month and a half, maybe, like last month, they've been giving away, they split it up, but they give away $1 million a day to the most like performing videos on their Spotlight. They're competing with TikTok, and it's called Spotlight, and when you post videos on there, it's like the same thing as TikTok. Like they're just like, they like all come in a feed and it's like a bunch of different random videos, and they're splitting up money to like the top creators who get the most. views or whatever, or however it works. And I was a fucking, I was so skeptical of it.
That's why their stock is booming. I was like, yo, Snapchat.
Yeah. So, and I was really skeptical of it because I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, that I can't imagine. Like, why does nobody fucking know about this? Like, I was angry when I heard it from Snapchat. I was like, this is fucking bullshit and no one knows about this. So they're like, just go ahead, try and post. So I started posting. No, I didn't make a lot. No. You don't win $1 million. You win the money.
I was here to tell him he won $1 million.
No, look at this. You win it split up, right? So like it'll be split to like a bunch of creators that have like the top performing ones that day. So I posted like a couple, and then I got a notification on Snapchat that I won like $103,000.
What?
Yeah, $103,000
from Snapchat.
Yeah, from Snapchat. And this was for like posting like for like a week.
Is this supposed to be public?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This sounds like
Zane's covering his mic. Zane's like, are we allowed to be talking about this?
Is it one video or a bunch of all your videos?
I think it was like three or four of my videos, and combined they all added up a lot. So this is Cam. So I brought Cam here.
Hello.
Hi, Cam. And Cam is a TikToker. You have how much?
7.1 million.
7.1 million. And how much on Instagram?
Only like 130K.
130K. Yeah. So a little bit smaller on Instagram. And you've been using this Snapchat feature.
Yeah.
For how long?
Since the start. They came out with it like the end of November.
Okay. And how much have you made since the end of November?
Do you want me to talk about my individual weeks or do you want
altogether?
Altogether?
Oh no. My God.
You know it's big when he said you want me to talk about the weeks.
So for the first 4 weeks right now, all I know is I'm at 2.7 million.
2.7?
For just posting on Snapchat?
Yeah. 2.7 fucking million.
Where was this news when like fucking Instagram stories came out and they're like trying to...
Bro, isn't that fucking insane? It makes no sense.
How long has this been?
What kind of content do you make?
Is it like an OnlyFans?
So
like,
wait, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19 years old.
Wow.
Imagine being 19 and posting on Snapchat. Yeah, okay. 2.7 million. And then what is it? How many do you upload a day?
100-ish.
So he uploads 100.
Oh,
yeah.
He uploads 100 a day, and there's like you upload one, and then you have to wait 5 minutes to upload the next. So do you have somebody doing this for you?
No. So what I do is just throughout the day, I'm just constantly doing it, and then at nighttime, I'll like put on like a podcast or something.
So right now,
I'm missing out.
Right now, you've maybe lost $100,000.
Quite possibly.
Wow.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
I can break down how they it kind of. I think it's public information, but there's like 100 videos every day. So like 700 videos in the week, $7 million in a week. Basically, it's how the top videos rank. So it's like the highest view video that day is the number one spot, and it goes all the way down to like 100-ish. And so it's like if you have a video with like 1 million views, 800,000 views, that's a really high spot. So that could be like $100,000 view video. Oh, I don't know what the numbers
what?
Are.
This makes no sense.
This makes
no sense.
Bro, is there like an explore page? How are these videos getting seen?
It's on Spotlight is its own little explore page inside Snapchat. So if you
is
have
it like based on an algorithm like TikTok is where it like it could blow
up. So like I have a ton of videos with like 50 views, 100 views, like something like that's what majority of my videos get. But then like you just don't know. And then some of them just go 50, crazy.
50,000?
No. Like 50 views.
Hey, but, you make it 2 points. Give me the damn app.
No. Because there's no like anyone could do it. You don't have to have any followers to do it. So like I have a ton with like
incredible.
50 views, but I also have a ton with like 500,000 views. So it's like so random. And I just post a lot and hope I get good views, you know.
It's like the TikTok algorithm. It's crazy. Like, you post a bunch, and then one will, like, make it. That's fucking nuts. And like, you get paid.
I know, so for my third week that I was doing it, I made $1.5 million in just the third week. Yeah. So I did $1.5 million in 1 week, and I had, like, 70-something videos that ranked in that top 100 throughout all the...
Oh, I'm going to be shaking my fucking ass for the next 3 weeks.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's fucking insane.
Yeah,
it sounds like some like Wolf of Wall Street like penny stock shit. Like it sounds like some shit that is like it's completely illegal.
It sounds illegal.
Yeah, it sounds illegal.
It sounds like Snapchat was desperate and was like, "We got to figure this shit out. Give them money, $1 million a day. You're crazy, John. We're doing it."
Like, I think Snapchat is taking like David's methods of like how he makes videos.
But bro, I told him I was on the phone with him. I was like, "No one knows about this."
I asked everyone else, like all my like TikTok friends or whatever. No one else knew about it. I was the only one that saw this article. So me and my roommate were the only two people posting.
Is your roommate making money?
Yeah, my roommate made. He's
I mean,
he made $3.4 million.
He's just under a million.
He filmed his cat
right now.
Mostly.
He's just under a million.
Million.
Yeah, yeah, like
bro.
Nine,
wait,
yeah.
wait a second. This is not. This,
dude.
Wait
Heath
a second.
Heath
I
is redialing Snapchat right now.
Why are you telling people about this? Because if you tell more people about this, oh, isn't the fucking amount gonna?
You'll get high view videos no matter who's on there. I feel like just because, and you'll rank up there, so it doesn't really matter how many people are posting as long as you rank higher.
Jack called me. My manager called me about you, yeah. And his voice was almost shaking. Because you know when there's a lot of money, he gets
are
nervous.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, he goes. My palms are sweaty.
He goes. There's this 19-year-old from Northbrook, from locally, yeah. from where yeah. I'm from, and he's like, he just made $2.7 million posting Snapchats, and I fucking Ella and Taylor are in the other room. I was like, Ella Taylor, get in here! I was like, no fucking
also,
way.
Also, Jason is dead.
I was like, I don't give a fuck about Jay.
I have nothing else to say.
How much were you making a year before this?
I mean, I was in high school, but like I was a DoorDash driver.
What's minimum wage?
Were you making money on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah,
this?
I was
you
making
were. You're
yeah.
Good,
so
right?
like in 2020, yeah. I was making money on TikTok through like the year. That's it. Like
so in 2020,
that's like real money.
It's
you know?
Been what is it? January 8th. You've probably made more money in these last 8 days of January than you have your entire year last year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Except for the $1.5 million that he made on December 15th.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Except for December 31st payday he had.
And do you want to fund a movie? Because we have a script.
Quite possibly.
We need to borrow some money. Okay, so, and I called Snapchat, and because I called him today before a cam came in. I'm like, when is this ending? And he's like, to be honest, not anytime soon. Thanks for coming on, bro.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thanks for, yeah, bro.
Did you make a TikTok about your success on Snapchat?
No, I've kept it quiet so far. Okay. I mean, I have some stuff coming up that's not going to keep it quiet, but.
That's like $130,000 a day.
Yeah. Well, the week I made $1.5 million, it was like $220 a day or something crazy like that.
Dude, holy shit. Dude, that's awesome, bro. Yeah,
I've been doing the social media thing for a while, and I've never, ever, ever, ever seen anything like that. Ever.
Wow.
Has Jack reached out to manage you? He has?
No, that's where, dude, because from Jim from Snapchat,
yeah.
I think, I don't know, who connected you with Jack?
Jim, yeah.
Yeah, Jim. Jim was like, hey, if you're not managed, I know a guy. Yeah. And Jack's managing fucking Cam now. What the fuck? Like, Jack just steps into shit all the time, like the luckiest shit. Don't give that guy a fucking dollar.
We look at the contract, it's like a 70-30. Yeah, he's 70, 70, 30. He's 30, just cut.
Jack's like, I loved it. I made 800,000 in one day. That's sick. Well, congrats on your fucking recent success. And everyone, go use Snapchat.
I got some topics. I just figured something out.
All right, what's a topping? Pepperoni?
Well, one time you told me I should list all the movies that I auditioned for and didn't get.
Oh, yeah, Jay. Yo, let me set this bit up. Yo, you should list all the movies. You should list all the movies,
you know,
that
the
you
auditioned. The way you do it is better.
The way I do it is really, yeah. It really gets the people going.
Damn.
Jay, list.
Now I'm interested.
List all the movies that you.
I wasn't that into it before, but the way you just set
no,
it up.
No, I was talking to Jason the other day, and he was like, what were we watching?
We were watching like Daddy Daycare.
Oh yeah, we were watching Daddy Daycare. I was watching Daddy Daycare, and I'm like, I saw it. I watched it yesterday. It's still pretty good. Like, it's still holding up. It's still a great movie. And Jay's like, I auditioned for it once.
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, every time you bring up a movie you auditioned for, you say it as if it's a failure, because it is. and it's really funny.
It's so hard to audition.
So he auditioned for the third lead in it. There's Eddie Murphy, Jeff Garland,
and Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn in the movie is like this guy who loves like Star Trek, and he's one of the three babysitters.
I read for the Steve Zahn role.
Yeah.
And I remember going in being like, oh my God, I could do a movie with Jeff Garland. I was like more excited.
What about Eddie Murphy?
I know Eddie Murphy too.
Was he not big at the time?
No, Eddie Murphy's huge.
Yeah. Jeff Garland was just your guy?
Jeff Garland, I just love that
show. Did you get a call back?
I don't remember.
And
probably not.
Is there a way you could find these tapes where you auditioned for him?
No, I'm sure they're erased.
I'm sure they deleted yours, set yours on fire.
I'm sure.
Should we put this one aside? Nope, we don't need that one.
But
one's the only one I know for sure you could get rid of. Okay, here's the thing. I've auditioned for things.
Yeah.
And maybe it's different because like I'm an influencer, so they're like purposefully trying to be nice to me.
Yeah.
But are they fucking with me when they like send to my like when they like email my agents and they go like, we actually really loved him, but this just isn't the right, like, they don't say it like that, but they'll even sound more like they really liked me. And I'm just like, they must fucking milk everybody like this, so they just keep coming back.
I mean, no, that's just called feedback. I mean, even when you're a nobody, you get feedback.
Yeah, but
they'll tell you. We
like
it.
I've only auditioned like 3 or 4 times, and every time it's been positive.
Well, you're good. I mean, you know, I don't think you're a shit actor at all, actually.
You know, I got one role.
Which one?
I got, when I first moved out here, I got a Samsung commercial.
You did?
Yeah, I booked a national commercial for Samsung. It never ended up airing, but the commercial was just...
How many days did you work on it?
One day.
One day.
You know what my role was?
Did you have lines?
You know what my role was?
What?
I was a silhouette. So it was just my shadow in the commercial. But they liked me so much. I don't know.
Just liked your shadow.
I had to read lines. And then when I got to the actual thing, the shoot, it was just my silhouette. And I was like on a date on a rooftop in downtown. And it was like a 40-person crew shooting this one scene where I'm on a date downtown.
With your voice?
No, I'm just not talking. Shadow. It's literally my fucking body.
So it could have been anybody.
Yeah, and I was mind blown by this at the time because I got paid like $1,000 for it just the shoot day. And then you get residuals for national commercials, which sometimes can be like 30, 40, 50 grand for the year if it plays a lot.
Yeah.
But it never ended up airing. I guess my silhouette wasn't good. But like, yeah, it was funny because I came to the callback. And I had to like screen test with like another girl, and it was literally just our shadows. And they're like, "This is it."
Wait, what year was this?
When I moved out here, when I was 18. I don't know.
Okay. Do you remember the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No way, you auditioned for that.
I auditioned for that. Yeah.
Who were you?
Elijah Wood got it.
Oh wow.
Which at the time, like when you found out, you're like, "Oh right."
Oh, right. There's actors out here.
Yeah, the guy that was in the biggest movie of the year,
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. At the time.
Oh, was he in Lord of the Rings right before that?
Yeah. Oh. So it was basically like, oh, right, of course.
What else did you audition for?
Any movie in like the 2004, 2005, 2006.
Give me a list.
I mean, I'd have to go back and look.
Anchorman?
I did not get to read for Anchorman.
Did you read for Office, for The Office?
I did not. Oh, I read for Ashton Kutcher's part in fucking the big sitcom. What was it?
So that 70s Show?
That 70s Show, yeah, I read for that.
What?
Yeah. I remember, and I remember
you read for Ashton Kutcher's part in that 70s Show.
Yeah, I remember when it came in. I was living in New York, and my manager like called me in the office, and he's like, "Hey, this is huge." He's like, "I think you can get this," and I was like, "Okay, well, what is it? What is it? What is it?" And he's like, "You just got to go in there, play like the dumb guy." He's like, "It's in the 70s, you know."
How old were you at the time for this audition?
I was probably like 25.
Too old, huh?
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher's younger than me.
Those kids that got it were like 18, 19.
Yeah. Yeah, and
Mila Kunis lied about her age. She said she was like 17, and she was actually 14.
Yeah,
she when was she got really, the role.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And yeah. She had her first kiss on screen with Ashton, who now she's married to. You could have been married to fucking Mila Kunis. Oh my god!
And you could have duct taped Ashton Kutcher to a wall.
I know. Yeah. And I have Ashton Kutcher now. Yeah. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? You can go back in time, steal Ashton Kutcher's life, and he's stuck with me.
I remember him. That was crazy.
You know what's crazy? He's like now he's like one of the most like rich actors like in the entire world. Like
yeah,
now
big he's in like tech, a big businessman.
He's a huge investor. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's crazy. That could have been your life.
I love this, Jay.
Wait,
keep listing them off. Keep listing all your failures.
Damn, that sucks.
I mean, it. Yeah, I mean, it was...
Did it make you stronger?
You know what, David?
No.
All my failures...
It broke me for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, all your failures, I would say that to anybody listening. Like, it makes you so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, to take that much, like, beat down rejection. I was in a movie with Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley, and I worked, like, 3 days on it, whatever. It was fine. And then my entire family went in Boston to see it. And they came out and they were like, "You weren't in. You were cut out. Like, what happened?"
Oh,
like, my dad and his girlfriend went. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. They all came to the premiere?
And no one told you
No, they didn't
before.
Go to the premiere. They just went in Boston to go see it. And I was like, well, I didn't know if I was going to make the movie. Like, they did, but they didn't know that. They just assumed, like, he worked 3 days on it. He'll be in it.
Oh.
But completely cut.
But no one told you that you weren't going to be in it before? They didn't
no.
let you know that it was cut out?
No.
Was your dad funny when he called you? Is he like, "You weren't in it, Jay"?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was probably like,
I watched the whole thing.
I knew you weren't going to be in it.
I kept thinking you'd come, but you never did.
Damn, that sucks.
I mean, it's not that bad. That you guys don't understand, though. That is being an actor.
No, I
mean, that is 100%.
It's fucking crazy to me.
It's brutal.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all.
But you just get used to it. You're just like, oh, it's just like stand-up, too. You're like, like when you do stand up, you're like, you eat shit for like 10 years, but then like one comic will be like, hey man, I like that one joke. And that'll like keep you going.
Oh, really?
For like a couple of years.
I just can't wrap my head around that. Like, I feel so lucky and lucky to be able to fucking do this and not have to go to auditions. And like, because a lot of actors are like so talented. Mike, do you think the world revolves around you?
I do have a slight theory that like if you, anything that's not directly in front of me doesn't exist. So like when I don't see
you. My math teacher used to tell me that all the time.
Like if like I haven't seen you in however long, 2 weeks, you didn't exist until I saw you.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you'll exist on the screen if I see you like on my phone in like a story
but
or
I'm
something.
I'm not doing anything on my own.
You don't actually exist outside of my own mind. Like nothing exists outside of my own mind.
Yeah. Jay, what do you think about that? You think that sounds crazy?
What, that Mike's the center of the universe?
I mean, it does sound insane when you look at it that way.
Like, how do I know that you guys exist when I leave
totally.
This room?
Totally. And it's like we can fucking sit here and be like, Mike, you're crazy. But like...
Well, that's just me telling myself that I'm crazy.
No.
that's when people say that, I get really scared.
Why?
Because I feel like maybe I've been dealing with like a huge narcissist this entire time and I didn't know.
But that's not narcissistic, Jay. That's just like...
It's not?
Oh no, I think Mike thinking he's the center of the universe to me is just like, well, yeah, I mean, it's not like there's an actual explanation for what the universe is.
But also
this could all be fucking made up.
If I treat other people badly because I'm the center of the universe, then that means I'm also treating myself badly. So it's better to treat the other people, quote unquote, good, because they're all part of me. So I should still be a good person. I've worked it all out.
I wonder if Mike's so confident with
Mike's
girls.
Made his own laws.
they're working.
No, but I mean, I understand the concept of like, my math teacher used to say that all the time. They're like, he's like, there's a hallway behind me, but really is there? If I'm not looking at it, is there anything behind me?
Right.
And I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Well, this is like an actual science, quantum physics, where they will do experiments in like super, super, super tiny particles that are in two places. Until they are observed, they're in two different places at the same time. And then the second they look at it, it collapses into one of those two places. Meaning everything doesn't actually exist until you look at it. And that is like exactly what this theory is.
I don't believe when I leave here, you guys all shut down like robots.
Okay.
And David just goes, bye, Jay. Ugh.
How do you know that he's actually doing stuff when you're not seeing him?
Yeah, like how do you don't have proof of any of this shit.
How do you know that your kids
I see
are
his stories?
But how do you know that your kids are at your house?
It's a story. Instagram is what's proven reality for you. But like how do you know that there is a past?
I just know, man. That's my reality. I'm firmly gripped in reality. I've been around a long time.
I understand
I know
that.
Have past. You ever done
I've
psychedelics?
So much.
You ever done psychedelics?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says he did DMT once and it changed his life forever. Or change your personality. What did you do?
Oh, I did acid.
And it changed your personality forever?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It just made me... It
a
just
loser?
Made me...
When did you do it? When you were six?
You
got
asshole.
Him!
David, the world's worst therapist. I'm just kidding. No, seriously, go ahead. Go back. I didn't mean to call you a loser. You want a lollipop?
Okay. Sorry, buddy. When did you do acid? No, okay. When did you do acid?
I did acid when I was 20. And then Mike, I noticed maybe like a couple weeks later, my personality completely changed.
And that was the first time you did acid?
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. Where
like
you said
my likes and dislikes were
you didn't
different.
Care about
like
sports at all.
Your page was different?
My likes went down.
Your likes went
my
down.
Engagement. My engagement went way
don't
down.
Don't do acid, kids. You'll fall off the For You page. Oh, okay. So what happened with the acid?
I was really into sports. Really into it. Like the way like sports guys are into sports, they're like, oh, you're gonna watch the game, and oh, I think he had a 300 batting average.
Know all the stats, know
all
who's
the
on
stats,
whose team,
and like, and if I and I would like yell at the screen, like I'd be like, no, like one of those guys,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then I did acid, and then I picked up the sports page one day, like because it's my habit to read the sports page every morning, and I was like drinking my coffee, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, I don't care about fucking. Any of this.
Bro, you know what's crazy? That's not just your sports. That's like your entire persona.
What?
Like you don't care about any of things like that.
Yeah.
Like any statistics, any awards, any, like you don't care about any of that shit.
No.
Like you don't care about, yeah, that's so weird. That's your entire personality.
I'm not, I don't know. Passionate,
fun, like you don't like care
well, you
about.
You don't like sports either.
Yes, but
it wasn't after a drug fueled weekend in the cabin in Boston.
But you don't care about, like, I don't know how to explain it, like things that people get excited about. Like, you'll be like, yeah. And who cares? And who cares? And who, like, normally you'd be like, and who cares if there's an alien landing tomorrow? I'm dead anyway. Who cares?
Well, that's just because I'm 50.
You think it was for the better?
It's like a,
no, I don't think so. I probably would have been happier.
I feel like it's made you more pessimistic.
Yeah, probably more pessimistic. But I don't know if that's the acid.
That's the age.
That's just life that's beating just at life. You yeah. for 45 years.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that for sure.
I heard one person say, I went on a shroom trip and then I never came back.
Oh, yeah?
And that to me is like...
Damn, that's deep.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was shrooms? Because yeah. I have a same friend who happened with acid. He took acid like 2 years ago and like... He was like in our friend group, and then he just like completely cut all of us off, and he like completely changed. Like his whole personality changed too. Like everyone was like, yeah, I don't know what happened to him. He's really weird. He took acid, and then like he never came back.
Did he keep doing acid?
I had a friend who took acid. He's a shark now. Not like in the ocean, and he hunts like little fish.
Dave, open your mouth. What's in there?
It's me. I have a tiny fish in my mouth.
Why do I see all these TikToks about microdosing?
What does that mean?
It's like people take mushrooms.
Sorry, I know what that means. But why are you seeing TikToks? Why are you on mushroom TikTok?
I don't know.
You ever thought about taking acid again and maybe it'll make you, maybe it'll set
take
you
me back?
Back?
Make me into the Celtics again?
Was that you like the Celtics? You take acid. I'm like, Jay, wake up. Wake up.
Hold on. Steph Curry is about to shoot a three. I'll call you back.
You wake up. You're like, I'm like, what's changed? And you're like, I love the Boston Celtics. What was your biggest failure?
My biggest failure?
Yeah. The audition or the breakup with a person.
Oh, SNL.
SNL?
That was the biggest, yeah.
Wait, what happened with SNL?
I just didn't get it.
And you auditioned?
Yeah.
But you worked in the back room for a while.
No, well, I worked there, and then I had a lot of, like, goodwill, like, going up to it. And I was, like, I was in New York and performing and having, like, articles written about me. And it was like, oh, this guy. And I had, like, a lot of, like, momentum. I got like a great agent and like a great manager. I was with like UTA, which is like a hotshot like new agency.
Yeah, UTA.
And I had
huge.
A fucking great agent, and they got me the audition at SNL, and they were like, they need this guy, like they need you, they need a guy like you, blah 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 blah. And guess who got it?
Who?
Jimmy Fallon.
No way.
Yeah. Wow.
James. And even after I did the audition, which was good, I went in and I was like, I did good. Like, I walked out, and when I walked out, everybody was like, oh my God. They were like, that was so fucking good. And I was like, really, really, really? And I was like, oh, wow.
How many people did you audition for?
There's probably like 5 people at a desk and like 10 cameramen, 10
oh my Lord.
You, sound people.
You auditioned on the set?
On the set, yeah. Like where they do the monologue, where you watch.
And
like,
what was your thing? What was your bit?
I did all my like characters that I was like doing in New York and impressions. And
what do you what's like the thing? You have to do like a certain amount of character. What do you have to do?
You had 6 minutes.
Okay.
And you can just do whatever you want in those 6 minutes. Show your thing.
Sometimes they'll say like do 3 characters and 3 impressions.
You've auditioned like, for SNL?
No, but I've watched a lot of people who have auditioned.
But Jimmy Fallon did so well.
He auditioned the same time you did?
Yeah. He does like Seinfeld.
Dude.
He does like, and no one knew who he was.
No.
I mean,
if you're going to lose SNL, though, like to lose to Jimmy Fallon, that's like losing to Michael Jordan at SNL.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
that's a
I mean,
good.
He was hilarious.
I wish you told me this. I would have told him.
I mean, I wouldn't want you to tell Jimmy Fallon that.
Do you think he remembers you?
No.
It wasn't like, there weren't like.
No, I didn't get the job, Dave.
Oh, my bad. Do you think that.
He doesn't remember me. I didn't see him.
Do you think that, like, everything happens for a reason in a way where, like, YouTube was like, I know it's kind of sad to say. Because you missed out on like the coolest jobs in the world,
right?
But like, do you think like this was like your calling? Like you failed at everything just to be here.
I do. I have so many friends who are my age who would die to be where I am.
Right.
Ones that have like already done really cool stuff too.
Okay, so if you could go back in time, would you get that SNL job?
No.
Yeah, 100%. You fucking crazy.
You'd be hosting the Tonight Show.
I don't
show
like those
kind
of questions.
Okay.
At all. Would I trade it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay, you could have SNL.
Yeah.
No, because I could have got fired.
Right.
Like
right.
It's also like I wasn't ready. I have that dream all the time too. I'm getting fired from SNL.
It's crazy.
I mean, I don't have it anymore, but I used to.
You have a
I used
dream
to have this dream where I'm on SNL and I fuck up live and like and I lose the job. Even though I never got
SNL. I had a dream the other day where Taylor said something like really rude.
Taylor's rolling her eyes
Taylor
right now.
Taylor said something really rude in front of a bunch of people. And we were at like a restaurant. And it was so rude.
Dave hates that.
Jay,
Dave does not like that.
No, the next day I walk in and he was already mad at me. I was like, what did I do? And you're like, well, in my dream last night.
No,
you did not do the in my dream last night.
You could analyze this, but I was, yeah, we were at like a restaurant and she says something. And I was like, oh my God, to the people around me. I'm like, I'm so sorry that she said that.
And what I said very out of character.
Yeah, it was very out of character. It was just very rude. And I was like, this is so fucked up. And I was like, I was talking to people in the restaurant. I was like, I'm sorry. Can we just keep this to ourselves? I'm sorry she did that. And the restaurant person comes up to me and they're like, well, listen, we're either going to have to post about it or put it on television. And I was like, what? No, like, let's just keep this to ourselves. I'm so sorry she did that. And he's like, no, we're going to put it on television. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow. I want to analyze this.
Yeah. And I was like, are you kidding me? And Taylor left. She's like, I think it's time for me to go home, which is a big thing for her to say because she never wants to leave work.
Right.
So like for her to go home, I was like, fuck, she knows she fucked up. So she left to go home and they ended up, I think they put it on television. I don't know.
You're going
to
love my
analysis.
You
want to analyze this?
Go ahead, Jay. Dave, I know you hate when I do this, but you're going to love my analysis.
Okay, go.
You think you're surrounded by fucking idiots, and you're the only smart one.
You think?
Yeah, that's it. And you're worried about everybody else making you look bad. That's my analysis. And that has been another Jason Nash Dream Analysis brought to you by BetterHelp.
Tay, do you think that's it?
I think that you're scared of like how people can mess up certain scenarios and make that something that affects your life.
I think it's that you think that everyone around you is an extension of yourself and that everyone around you should act the way that you do because of that.
Oh, that's even better.
Wow, that's fucking deep.
That's
because I think
better.
You do think that. You don't surround yourself, but like everyone that works for you or everyone that is like close to you, you think of them as an extension of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You'll get pissed off if Natalie posts a story that you don't like.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're like, why the fuck would she post that? I hate this. This is not funny. And it's like, it's Natalie's account. She can do whatever she wants.
Right. So what is this? What are you guys saying?
That you need to fucking chill out and take some acid.
Guys, where do I come in? Why me? I'm the one blamed.
I think because Taylor is someone who like you literally see every day and you think of Taylor as an extension of yourself.
Oh, Taylor's turning into me.
Uh-huh.
You also really like control.
Trust me. Taylor is 100% turning into you.
No. Taylor, what am I thinking of right now? 3, 2, 1, no, a random word. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Space.
Pineapple. Oh, fuck.
I had a dream about you the other day, Dave. We were like in your
Wait,
kitchen.
Before you go, can I just say this one thing?
Yeah.
Based off what Taylor and I just did, bro, the other day I was playing Call of Duty real quick, and Alex was about to get off, and I was like, and he was like, dude, I gotta go, I'm so hungry. And I was like, okay, if I could think of one food you're craving right now, you have to stay on. And he's like, What is it? And I'm like, okay, you're thinking of barbecue ribs. And he goes, get out of my fucking head. And it was the funniest thing. And he had to stay on. And it was the most random thing. I can't believe he was thinking of barbecue ribs.
Wow, that sounds good.
All right, what were you saying? What was I wearing?
Oh, you were wearing like this classic Dave Dobrik black hat, black sexy T-shirt. And you were filming and you were all passionate about filming a video about Jell-O. And I remember being like, why does Dave care about, this isn't something he would film.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You want me to analyze that?
Yeah.
I've completely lost my mind. And I've lost my way.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that is it.
And filming Jell-O is something I would be currently doing. Do you have dreams about your ex-wife? You seem like you just read a bad text.
What?
You seem like you just read a bad text.
No, not at all.
Oh.
What a great specific emotion to note on someone.
He reads me like he reads me like
something. That's such a specific emotion for Jason to have.
He can read
like
me.
Something just came up on his phone.
Yeah.
He can read me so well. It's really, it's actually.
Like you checked out for a second.
Yeah, I did.
But why?
Huh?
Why? Look, he's still gone.
Bro. What happened? Barbecue ribs. What? You know.
Bro, what happened?
That's what it was. Huh? Barbecue ribs.
What was it?
Nothing. I was thinking about something.
I think you're thinking about ribs,
something bad,
Jay.
Huh?
I was thinking about a girl that doesn't like me.
I knew it. Oh, I knew it.
You fuck!
I knew it. Yeah, but I thought a girl texted you something.
No. I wasn't reading my text. But that is what I was thinking about. You know, I realized, I realized that I had there's, I can't like anybody because I can't take it. I can't take the rejection. So what I do is I wait for someone to like me, and then I'm like, okay, that's basically it. I cannot put up with the pursuit of somebody.
You can't, like,
I'm not capable of it.
You can't admit that you like somebody first because you're scared. Like, you'll wait till they, like, fold and they show their cards and they go, like, I like you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll wait till they open up first.
That yes. makes sense.
Yeah, that
but
makes sense.
But because every time I try to pursue somebody or I like somebody, that's it. It doesn't fucking work.
Jay, are you a good secret keeper?
Do I have a secret keeper?
He's so fucking old.
Jason, we're talking what? To you. You're on a podcast Who's right that? Now. Mike? That's David. Mike? I'm Mike.
Mike?
That's Ella.
Okay, I hear you.
Do I have a weeper teeper?
Oh, what? I thought she was like, do you have a secret keeper? Like somebody that you go to and tell your secrets to?
Do you
like
have a you secret that you've never told any of us?
Sure.
I have one secret that I've told nobody.
Really?
Bro, it's fucking crazy.
You have a grave one?
Huh?
You're taking it to the grave?
I think this one I'll share in, like, because it's really funny, but like I have to give it enough distance for it to be funny. Like right now, if I said it, you guys would be like, what the fuck?
All right.
But like it'll be really funny. It's nothing illegal.
Does it involve someone else or it's just you?
It involves somebody else's belongings.
Dave, what's something that used to be a secret that isn't anymore?
Yeah, bro, people think I'm bi-curious. It was so funny. So there was like this whole Twitter chain going on, and everyone was like, this motherfucker rejected Corinna. This motherfucker rejected Madison Beer. And then someone responded, and they're like, well, I think he's bi-curious. And then the person responded like, no, at this point, he's just by himself.
It's really
facts.
Good.
It's really funny.
Literal facts.
Are you bi-curious? You might be.
No, I don't think so.
He said something in a podcast.
I think I said something that made it sound like it, and I don't want to be like, I'm not bi-curious, because I don't really care.
Yeah.
But like, but no, I don't think I am. Unless me saying I want to cuddle with Scott makes me bi-curious.
No, I feel like you'd want to make out with a guy just to like see what it's like.
No, I don't think so.
Just to see what it's like?
No, because I don't like
Why
beers.
Why are you saying that to him? Is that something you want?
No, because I think David's the kind of guy that just wants to experience every single thing life has to offer and like making
I
out
do,
with a guy
but,
is a thing that...
But not that.
I have straight friends that like have done that. Like
Same.
They made out with a guy just to see what it's like.
I have a lot of straight friends that have done that
I just
too.
Don't like beards. So I just can't
I'll
do
shave.
It. I'll shave. Oh, this is what this is about.
You wanted to be with Mike.
Have I ever told you about my airplane idea?
No.
I think I did. I think we talked about this on the podcast once. Like every, well, think about this before COVID, but every flight, there's always seats. Most of the time, there's seats open, especially when it's to random places around the world. Like not like high traffic areas like Chicago or New York or LA, mm-hmm. but there's seats open on a flight. I want there to be a thing that when you come to the airport, there's an airport generator. You go to this box. It's like a little toll booth, whatever it is. It's like a little phone booth. And you hit generate a random ticket. You pay half the price of a regular ticket. And it gives you a ticket or two to a random destination. Mm-hmm. And you can fly there with your friend. And it gives you a round trip ticket for like half the price. Mm-hmm. But you have to buy it after it's selected. And I feel like it'd be like a cool thing that like an airline could do as like this cool like little trinket thing that they
sure.
have going on. And I feel like it'd be like awesome for like adventurers to use. You don't think that's cool?
Yeah, I do think it's cool. It's a great promo.
Yeah,
like yeah,
it's great
sick.
For like young people.
Like I feel like young people would love that shit. Like where are we going? Mm-hmm. Like a random place. Like it's kind of like the puzzle we did.
Yeah, you got a name for it?
Where am I going? I'm kidding. I haven't thought of that.
I think you'd have to give them the option though. Like, they can't like have to buy it even if it's then fucking like Nova Scotia.
No, I think you have to buy it. I think that's the thing. I think you pay $200 and then it gets you random.
Can you get
place.
Like three tries maybe? Like what
no,
if
but that's,
really...
it has to be cheap enough that
what
it doesn't
if
matter.
What if,
yeah.
yeah. But what if I've packed for the summer and then it sends me to Alaska?
But I think that's the fun part.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. The ticket would be like, you know, it could be $100, but you get to go to France
hey,
or
guys,
you got to go to North Dakota.
If anybody's parents work at an airline and want to make this thing come true, please let me know.
Why?
I want to do it. I
Sincerely,
think
David Dobrik.
I think it'd be sick. I think it'd be the coolest thing. And we have enough time because it's a pandemic going on, so we have enough time to set it up.
Dave, what?
How do they get back?
You got a round,
round trip.
Round trip ticket.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us. I love hanging out with Jason. He's one of my closest and dearest friends.
Why do you have to be so sarcastic?
We'll see you guys later. My name is Jeff. Bye.